You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
In life, folks, you cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight. I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch.
That's
your
it.
Missus says stay in
that's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
It.
You've got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're
that's
slightly
it.
Hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. Nelson Mandela said, there is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
What you gotta do to get the life that God wants you to have, you gotta put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it.
He says, imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
You've got to have your own list of whys. Here's what I want you to do when you go home after you've left this extravaganza. Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learn. If the why is powerful, the how is easy.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. You can't wait for everything to be perfect to start living your life. That's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. I can't wait, man. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Enough in here. I'ma show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
It's all risky.
Cormier.
The minute you were born, it got risky. If you think trying is risky, wait till they hand you the bill for not trying. If you think investing is risky, wait till you get the tab for not investing. See, it's all risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky. I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not going to get out alive. That's risky. The Englishman says, well, if that's the way it's going to work out, let's give it a go. Right, that's what it's for. Give it a go. Somebody says, yeah, but I'm looking for safety and security. Fine, then huddle in a corner. We'll cover you with a sheet, bring you 3 meals a day. And we'll protect you, feed you, look after you, care for you. We won't let anything happen to you. And you'll probably live to be 100. The guy said, well, yeah, I'd live to be 100. But what a way to live. Right. What a way to live, safe and secure. Don't ask for security. Ask for adventure. Better to live 30 years full of adventure than 100 years safe in the corner. And see, it's not important how long you live. What's important is how you live.
Hey, shush, listen up. I want to say something. People, Earth, I need to say something. Listen to me. I hope every one of you behind your screens on this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. I hope all of you can feel how happy I am just one time in your life. But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try on you, when they talk about you, and they try to put their foot on your neck. If you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind and feel this level of happiness as you rise. One time in your life, but I'm blessed to be able to feel this again and again and again and again and again. Thank you for beating me, because beating me, he made me a better fighter, a better person. In this camp, I didn't around. If you know me, you know I like a vacation, but I didn't around. I stayed on the grind, and I put myself through it. You'll be seeing me on Freestyle Band on YouTube. I've been putting it. I don't put my highlights on the gram. I put the work. I get tired. So that way, when I'm in here, I don't get tired. That last hammer fist was from the gods.
Every successful person in this world has jumped. I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. Eventually, you are going to have to jump. Cannot just exist in this life. You have got to try to live. If you are waking up thinking that it's got to be more to your life than it is, man, believe that it is. believe in your heart of hearts that it is. But to get to that life, you're going to have to jump. Now, I'll tell you why I call it jumping. See, God, when he created all of us, he gave every last one of us a gift at birth. He never created a soul without endowing them with a gift. You just got to quit looking at gifts as running, jumping, singing, dancing. It's more than that. It's if you know how to network, if you can connect dots, if you draw, if you teach. Some of y'all fry chicken better than anybody else, bake pie. Some of you cut hair, color hair. Some people do grass. I got a partner, man. Never wanted to go out with us because we stayed out too late. Come on, man, go out with us. Now I got to get up early tomorrow. I'm cutting this Johnson grass. We kept laughing at this dude. Cutting grass, how much they pay you? He got a landscaping company in Cleveland worth $4 million. Because all he do is cut grass.
You had that third failure in a row. Did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful. But not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. An easy productivity hack. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Once you discover one simple fact, and that is everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. You can build your own things that other people can use. And the minute that you understand that you can poke life and actually something will, you know, if you push in, something will pop out the other side, you can change it, you can mold it. That's maybe the most important thing.
The purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you.
Now, here's number two. The first question to ponder when you go home is why. Here's another good answer to why. It's the second question, why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have? Why not see how many people you can rescue from oblivion?
If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you could be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so fucking obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes.
That's the truth.
It takes every second of your fucking life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of fucking people. It is. But if you want to fucking go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you fucking do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where fucking people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the fucking gym at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning? You just got through doing an op for fucking 13, 14 hours at the Ranger School, man, at the gym. What's wrong? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so fucking glad you don't, because I'm in the right fucking spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive.
If you want to become successful in life, young man, he said, number one, you got to change your mindset. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are. Number two, practice OQP, only quality people. You earn within $2,000 to $3,000 of your closest friends. I found that out. I left all my broke friends. I said, y'all got to go. Because I used to be so broke, I'd pass a bank and trip the alarm, you know? And the third thing he said, develop your communication skills, because once you open your mouth, you tell the world who you are.
Act like the person you want to become. That's not fake it till you make it, by the way. This is intentional. Intentionally act like the person you want to become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you want to become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute, Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
I always felt like I could do anything. That's the main thing people are controlled by. Thoughts, their perception of themselves. They're slowed down by their perception of themselves. If you're taught you can't do anything, you won't do anything. I was taught I could do everything.
When you're on the way up, everyone roots for you because you remind them of their dreams. And when you're at the top, everyone tries to tear you down because you remind them of what they gave up on.
What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to forgo? Because a lot of people, like this guy came in one time, I was a trainer. And he goes, man, I can stop doing anything but my Frappuccinos. I go fucking leave. Because I'm looking for that person, like me. People, it's hard for people to understand how I lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. I sat down at a table and I said to myself, what are you willing to give up? Everything. And when people come to me with that kind of mindset, I can work with you. When you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything, that's who I want to work with. Because now I can mold you into exactly who you want to be. When you put these restrictions up, and that's why my first question is, how bad do you want this? If it's as bad as you want to live, breathe, or sleep, whatever the hell it may be, I can work with you. A lot of people, most people, don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it.
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. You truly believe in it. If you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. There's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's going to be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
I would like to know when you're in that moment failing and you have to keep going, what do you say to yourself?
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I started to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African-Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? What if I can be that guy that people who call nigger and this and that. And now I'm speaking at Tom Ferry's fucking event.
No one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not. We're not wired that way. You weren't born that way. You weren't that way when you were growing up, and you're certainly not that way as an adult. And there's a tremendous amount of liberation that comes when you accept the fact that you're always going to need to give yourself a push.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is. It is. And it could have been the story of mine. And I tell a lot of people, go, what's your biggest fear in life? And my biggest fear, honestly, was, let's say this. Let's say, I don't care if you believe in God or not. I don't care. So this is play a game with me. Let's say you're God. And we have a big fucking long line of people. And I made it to heaven. 75 years old. I'm 300 pounds. I made it to heaven. I worked for Ecolab my entire life, spraying for cockroaches. That's what I did. But I'm dead. I'm in heaven now. And you're judging us all now. So we're in line. We're all sitting there in line. You have Adam Brown. He has a big board up, and you're talking to Adam Brown about his life. And you rip it down, and I'm next in line, David Goggins. I see my name, and I see all this shit, and God goes, hey, you say, read this, man. And I'm reading this list, and I'm seeing 182 pounds, Navy SEAL, Ranger School, motivational speaker, changing lives. Okay, man, pull up record, all this shit. And I'm like, that's not me, man. And God looks at me and says, that's who you were supposed to be. And my biggest fear, I visualize some crazy shit. My biggest fear is that one day I'm going to reach a judgment of my life. Something is going to judge me what the fuck I was supposed to be in life. And what I want now is that whoever judged me up there, I want them to have a board and them up there right now getting their pen out. Because, you know, this person who judges you is supposed to know everything. You're supposed to know from the time you're dead to the time you're born to the time you're dead. I want this person to be up there to be like this, up there writing more about me, saying, fuck, I know you can do that. I know you can do that. So I want to impress whatever the fuck is up there, whatever's going on in life, I want to go up there and not have anything left on the table. I want to drain my soul of every fucking bit of person I am.
You got to act, and you've got to be willing to fail. You've got to be willing to crash and burn, you know, with people on the phone, with starting a company, with whatever. If you're afraid of failing, you won't get very far.
I asked the question, why not you? But I'm not going to ask it and just walk away. I'm going to ask it and walk with you in this journey as we take Herbalife around the world.
Let me tell you about a voice. Not this voice, but the one inside. The one that whispers. It tells me what's right and what's not, when to leave and where to go. It's not Shakespeare. It does not speak in memorable lines. My inner voice always gives it to me straight. Tells me who my real friends are, when to say yes, when to say no, whether the person sitting next to me is the one I'll be spending the rest of my life with or not. Sometimes that voice is crystal clear. Go, stay, right, wrong. Sometimes it merely whispers. Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice. Everybody has one. Few listen to it.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. And I was fucking just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard and I looked out there and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these fucking moments of like, of it's crazy, man, of just thought. Cause I'm always by myself. I'm always deep fucking thought about how to be better. I look out there, I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you motherfuckers in there fucking just are so upset with how you lived your life and fucking just regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't fucking die like this, bro. Don't die like this. So people wonder where this shit comes from me. It comes from such deep thought of trying to see what this is all about. What is this life all about? What am I all about? Why am I here? You know, I had to find purpose.
If there is something that you feel is good, something you want to do, something that means something to you, try to do it. Because I think you can only do your best work if you're doing what you want to do, and if you're doing it the way you think it should be done, and if you can take pride in it after you've done it, no matter what it is, you can look at it and say, I did that, and I think it's pretty damn good. That's a great feeling.
To all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you. Thank you.
I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I'm not going to cry about it. No, I'm not a part of the country club. Nope, I'm not. I don't hang out with them. But I'm still going to be successful. I'm still going to get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. You will not destroy us. You will not defeat us to the day I die. It's your mental toughness, your mental strength. We can, we will, and we must get through this. This is what's so sweet about success. That as long as you stay in failure, that like, you know, you get satisfied with that, when you actually come over to success, it's the same thing. Like, you gotta have more and more and more of it. Just like when you're in poverty, you can keep doing it. When you become successful, so I went with the master's degree. Then when I went with the PhD, I just kept, we came out with an album. I wrote 3 books. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now I'm at a point where I have this sensational desire for more success.
I just got a question for you. A question that changed my life. A question that made me step up to the plate. A question that made me be everything that I was created to be. And that question I want to ask you is this. Why not you? I know we always ask, why me? Why has this happened to me? Why do I have to go through all this? Why is all these things leaving my life, all this struggle coming in my life? Why not you? Why not you be the one to take all that struggle, all that pain, all that loss, and build that into strength? Build that into something special. Build that into greatness. Why not you be the one out of your family that does something incredible with their life? Why not you be the one that comes from your city and your neighborhood, that takes their life to a level only people dream of going? Why not you be the one to make it, to start that business, to do the impossible, to do what people don't even think that anybody could do? Why can't it be you? You know, what I'm doing today with my life and with rehab time is the impossible for a lot of people. At one point, it was the impossible for myself. But one day, I woke up and said, why not me? I said, forget my imperfections. Forget all these negative things that are going on in my life. Forget the negative thoughts that are going on in my mind. I said, you know what? I'm going to conquer my struggle. I'm going to step up, and I'm going to be that person that I know deep down inside I could be. And I start saying, it's on me. So you watching this video right now, it's on you. You can be the one. You can be the one that gives people hope. You can be the one that people look up to. You can be the one to show people that it is possible. To show people that it is achievable. To show people there is a next level.
Make that be you. You be the one. You hear me? Stop sleeping on your life. Stop pressing snooze. Stop doubting yourself. Stop waiting till the perfect time to do something. And go be the one. Why not you? Like I said in every single video, it all starts with you.
Today, I just want to ask you one simple question. Why not you? Too often, we look at the successes of others and think, that could never be me. We convince ourselves that greatness is reserved for a select few, for the lucky, the talented, the privileged. But let me tell you something. Every person who has ever achieved something extraordinary started with a simple belief that they could. Why not you to believe in your own potential, to trust in your ability to overcome any obstacle? Why not you to embrace the hard work, the late nights, the sacrifices, knowing that the rewards will be worth it? You have everything within you to succeed. The same determination, the same resilience, the same courage that fuels the greatest achievements in history is within your reach. The difference between those who succeed and those who don't is not talent or luck. It's the refusal to give up. It's the endless pursuit of a vision, the willingness to push past fear, doubt, and setbacks. Why not you to challenge the status quo, to push past the limitations that others try to impose on you? Why not you to create a life that others only dream about? The world is full of people who will tell you what you can't do, who will say that your dreams are too big, too unrealistic. But here's the truth. Their doubts are not your reality. Their fears do not define your future. Only you can decide what you are capable of. Why not you to prove them wrong? Why not you to be the inspiration that others look up to? The success story that motivates others to chase their own dreams. Look, you are restricted by the limitations you decide to accept. That's why I have just one question. Why not now? The truth is that the real barrier between you and your dreams is the decision to start. Not tomorrow, not next week, but now. So, why not make today the day you look back on and say, that was the moment everything changed? The answer lies within you.
Here's my last question. My very last question on the questions to ponder is, why not now? There never was a better time. Mark has brought Herbalife to an incredible mountaintop. He's brought Herbalife with the help of others who have brought it here. It has been brought to a special moment. Barcelona was special, and Orlando was outrageous. But I'm telling you, this extravaganza has been the most awesome thing I have ever seen. All of your cooperation, the way you have learned and listened and worked hard to get it all, I congratulate you for that. But Mark brought us here. And what a time now for us to take this dream and not let it die. Take this dream and give it life. Take this dream and breathe into it your own personal spirit until finally it becomes a flame that burns around the whole world. Let's go do it now.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.